You had the net on, right?
A group of people dig through a pile of old clothes, looking for costumes.
Oh, I just put on a pair of big pants, stuffed them, make my legs look fat, and that's pretty much it.
What'd you put over your pants?
Some Spider-Man boxers.
Over his head, Matthew Breskin wears a pillowcase with a face drawn on it.
I just made a guy who made some eyes, nose, big goatee, big beard, some brownish hair, and that's pretty much it.
Others in the group wear massive dresses stuffed with pillows or long ponchos that hang to the floor. On their pillowcase masks, some draw slanted pink eyes and bizarre lips. Others have round, wide eyes. Each person puts gloves over their hands. Josie Schengen says they don't want to be recognized by anyone in their town of 90 people. They're going masking.
We are, I guess, following the Bible, and we're on a mission to try to find baby Jesus to kill him.
The old Russian tradition represents the Bible story of the Massacre of the Innocents, wherein King Herod gave orders to kill all of the young boys in Bethlehem in the hopes of killing the baby Jesus. In Accutane, they move from house to house, shuffling along the boardwalks that serve as roads. They whistle to warn people they're coming in. And then... the maskers who are dressed as men each choose a masker who's dressed as a woman, and they dance to polka music played from the CD player they carry with them. When the dance is over, they whistle to announce their exit and move on to the next house. Between each stop, Elder Eva Lott says they must count the number of people in their group.
But you always make sure when you go on masking, you always count who's all there with you. Make sure your group is with you. Sometimes you get another person, and they won't unveil themselves. Back in the olden days, there was elders here before us, and they used to say outside men. They were dressed like maskers, but they wouldn't take their mask off.
The outside man is the Aleut version of the hairy man, or supernatural wild man. Though the idea is creepy, some say that maskers aren't exactly.
You guys were funny.
But Vera Pelkey says it used to be different.
They used the buoys back then.
Buoys?
Buoys instead of cloth. They didn't have the cloth then. Mike Shelikoff, I remember, came in with a buoy in the old house, 1964. Well, that scared the heck out of us.
Lott says that when she went masking as a kid, she used it as a way to seek out a little bit of trouble.
Or when you go to the bar and dance at the last, that'd be the last place to go and dance. And they'd offer you a cigarette or a beer, you look at them. You don't say nothing, you just nod. They give you pop. Okay, sit there, you drink pop. But you put it under your mask, because you put on your, through your lips, it's going to get your mask all wet. But yes, they have given us cigarettes before and they didn't know we were old enough to smoke.
The maskers go from house to house for 8 nights. On the last night, people in town guess who is who. Lydia Vinsler says that in a small town, it isn't that hard, but you do have to pay attention.
After watching the people and try to see how they move and everything, and they finally get an idea by the last night, and they usually get them right.
But according to tradition, the maskers now have evil on them. So at midnight on January 19th, also known as Devil's Night in Accutane, Schengen says she and the other maskers go to cleanse themselves.
That's the night that we go and get holy water from the creek by the school. All the water's holy that night at midnight. And we all, everybody who's who went masking that year, this year, also goes up and washes our face in it. I don't know, I always put some in my ears too, because hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. And a lot of people from town will come get holy water, too.
Vinsler says the creek was blessed by an Orthodox bishop when the town was still young, in the early 20th century. That way, if a priest couldn't get to the remote island by boat, the people wouldn't run out of holy water. However, the water is only holy on January 19th, which, according to Russian Orthodox tradition, is the day that Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. Community members collect holy water that day to bless all of the rooms in their houses.
Especially if you had maskers in your house, I'd be blessing, really blessing.
And with the holy water, the houses are cleansed and ready for the blessings of the new year. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.